Well, hello there. Good morning. And thank you, as always, for joining us on Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. And it's our first edition of summer. Welcome aboard, Croft.
Yeah, it's nice to be here as usual, but what crummy weather we've been having, especially last week. It started out so great last Sunday and really fizzled out.
Do you get excited about the fact that solstice has passed and now we're on that downhill, downward slide to the shortest day of the year, way down in December there?
I just get the impression that the sun takes its turn very slowly as it starts to come back, so we'll have a long, hot summer, I hope.
We'll talk about vitamin D perhaps throughout the program. This is Health Empowerment, brought to you by our friends at Omira Health Center there in North Vancouver, counting down to the grand opening. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And the telephone number you need to know is 983-HEAL, 983-4325, 983-4325. And we have a very busy program. We're going to talk a little bit about two products and two people that have been, almost like the founding fathers of this program, Jim Strauss and Anthony Stefan. Anthony's from the folks at True Hope who make Empower Plus, and Jim Strauss is from the Strauss Herb Company that talks about his heart drops. Both will also weigh in on recent developments in the Bill C-51 issue. And, there's some good news and some bad news, I guess. The good news is there were some alteration made, but Croft, is it enough?
No, this bill should be thrown out completely. Even as it stands now with their alterations, I still think it's really beyond the power of Parliament to enact or pass because it violates some fundamentals of English common law that date back to the Magna Carta some 760-odd years ago. Plus, it also violates our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, lack of habeas corpus, for one thing.
Now, an article from the National Post written by Tom Blackwell this week accused the two gentlemen that I spoke of from Strauss Herb and True Hope of actually being the ones to start this whole alleged grassroots movement against Bill C-51. He's saying that it's not grassroots at all. It's more like AstroTurf roots. We'll talk to the two gentlemen about that. The Green Party did come out today, or at least this week, and say, hey, they want to vote this down too.
Yes, I saw that on CPAC on Thursday. But as far as Blackwell is concerned, he's just one of these writers for the National Post, to me, has no credibility because they do no research. And it's a real put-down and an insult to people who purchase and rely on natural health products. And that's up to 71% of the Canadian population. So I think that maybe the National Post is not doing a very good job of aspiring to be counted as national newspaper with a writer like that.
Also coming up on today's edition of Health Empowerment, we'll have Croft's Natural Health News of the Week. What's that you say? St. John's wort, not effective? We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program, and also have the Health Empowerment promotional giveaway, and we'll talk about that at the very end of the program. And of course, it's a great deal that we'll tell you about a little bit later on. We should also remind you that tomorrow the Health Empowerment Speaker Series continues, 7:30 p.m., and that's in North Vancouver. The name of the coffee shop, of course, escapes me now. It's the Bean, the help me, Croft.
The Wired Bean?
The Wired Bean. There you go. That's tomorrow at 7:30, and we do hope you join Croft for that. Croft, of course, our orthomolecular encyclopedia here. And one of the things that people ask you about when they make an appointment to have a consultation with you at Omira Health Center, 983-HEAL, by the way, is about digestion. It's the most common theme. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about that in this this first segment this morning.
Well, I've said it before. You know, you're only good as what you eat and how well you digest it. And in fact, how well you chew it up before you swallow it and digest it. And then assimilate it into the blood, and then it goes to every cell. Goes to the liver first. For liver does a lot of censoring and processing, and then of course, how well you get rid of the waste in terms of through the what you don't absorb has to go out through the GI tract, you know where, and of course the kidneys have to do their job as well. The kidneys do a lot of recycling in terms of vitamins and certain minerals that the body might be short on.
You know, I remember you said on one episode earlier, you asked a very good question. You know, when you were a kid, you know, would it be a problem to eat a gigantic steak right off the barbecue in the summertime? It used to be so good. And not have any repercussions. And now as you get older, like for me, if I eat a big steak now, ooh, there's heartburn and there's all sorts of things going on down there. There's gurgling. There's all this stuff. And of course, then It feels like my digestion has just stopped and ground to a halt for a week.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever had to look after children like I looked after my brother's kids, when you put them to bed and you check to see that they're okay later in the evening and they're radiating heat, they have a high metabolic rate, they're growing, and they have the energy to actually produce the hydrochloric acid and the other enzymes that are necessary for digestion. And that's why it's very rare that you see a child suffering from indigestion. Usually it's because they've eaten something that was bad.
But they eat a lot of bad stuff, too, and they manage to
weigh them. Well, yeah, when I'm thinking of food that's off, you know, we're hearing about salmonella, and older folks are more vulnerable to the food poisoning, more so than what children are. But generally speaking, you know, the old saying, I've got a cast iron stomach. But by the time you get to 40, it starts to crack.
Mm-hmm. I've used that line a lot, actually. He's Croft Woodruff. This is Health Empowerment on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, brought to you by Omira Health Center at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. Jim Strauss and Anthony Steffen still to come on today's show. So let's maybe give some tips, Croft. Obviously, chewing your food helps. You've talked about that before. But what else can people do to help the digestion, maybe supplement? What can we do to just make the process better?
Well, they can go to their natural health product store and they can get pancreatic enzymes to help take the strain off of their own pancreas. They can get bile salts, particularly those people who have unfortunately had to give up their gallbladder because of gallbladder disease. And of course, if they want to prevent all this in the first place, but they are having symptoms of indigestion, they should take, something very simple, a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in a cup of warm to hot water, or maybe a quarter of a lemon, the juice squeezed into a cup of hot water, and you sip that for symptoms, or you sip them while you're having your meal. I mean, that's one of the things we always do with salads, is it's a vinegar, a vinaigrette, or else it can be a lemon juice. And the citric acid in the lemon, as well as the acetic acid in the vinegar, certainly has an effect in helping to aid digestion. If nothing else, it will act as an antiseptic, neutralize any bacteria or yeast or other parasites that might be lurking in the stomach that can cause all this rumble, because all the symptoms of so-called hyperacidity is actually the reverse. It's hypoacidity, and it's caused by fermenting bacteria that can live in that environment, which they normally wouldn't if you were making lots of stomach acid.
We're talking digestion with Croft here on our 18th episode of Health Empowerment, first of summer. Didn't mean to cut you off there. I was going to ask you about detox and whether or not it's okay to, you know, once a year or once every 6 months, cleanse the body no matter how, and if that sort of helps correct things a little bit, or if that's just a myth.
Oh, no, it's not a myth. People have got on a very strict vegetarian diet and supplemented with herbs like milk thistle and dandelion root, as well as turmeric extract, also known as curcumin. And these are powerful aids to help the liver detoxify. And, of course, vitamin C plays a very important role. So if they take more vitamin C as a supplement, that can have a positive effect. The liver is your main organ of detoxification. And the whole thing is that your liver is actually programmed to sacrifice itself to save your life. And the fact is that, and it will do it. And, of course, it buys you some time, maybe, but unless you do something about it, then you're going to end up with maybe cirrhosis of the liver, especially if you're an alcoholic. But you don't even have to be an alcoholic to have cirrhosis of the liver, because people who have bad digestion chronically and ferment, what happens? They ferment the sugars and starches into alcohol, and the liver's got to deal with that. And I know that people have had as much as 80% of their liver removed because of cancers or tumors or the like, and it has grown back completely free of tumors, and only because they were fortunate enough to get on a detox diet, and their oncologist was able to do what he was able to do. And this is, unfortunately, people don't realize they've got to take care of themselves, and they have to be aware of what they're putting into their body in terms of food and drink. And alcohol can be a real problem, a very serious problem. And tobacco, your liver's got to deal with all that. And then, of course, there's our love affair with pesticides and herbicides, and these are residues that can get into food. And that's why people want to look at organic, where the farming is free of these poisons. And, of course, it also, by definition, organic farming means that the soil is being fed. It's because what you grow on the soil is going to be dependent on the quality of the soil in terms of the nutrient content that the plants need to be healthy and strong. And so the critters that feed off the food that grows on the soil, sort of like the house that Jack built, makes all the difference in the world.
He's Croft Woodruff. He'll be available tomorrow at the Health Empowerment Speaker Series, 7:30 at the Wired Bean near Lonsdale Quay in North Vancouver. And I should tell you, too, that O'Meara Health Center, the proud sponsor of this program, does have nutritional detox kits available at O'Meara to help the body rid itself of toxins and regenerate the body. And you combine that with far infrared sauna therapy, and it works even better. Something you might want to ask when you call 983-HEAL, 983-4325 later on today when you take part in our promotional giveaway. The website is omira.ca, O-M-I-R-A.ca, and they're at 233 West First Street in Vancouver, North Vancouver, and the grand opening is coming up very soon. When we continue with our first health empowerment of summer 2008, we'll be chatting with one of our first ever guests on this show and the founder of True Hope, who talks about his remarkable M-Power Plus and the recent developments with Bill C-51. He's being accused of being one of the ones that have started this campaign against the bill. That's coming up next on Health Empowerment here on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.